Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues here on AFR. We'll be here for another 25 minutes talking about the news of the day. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano. Ed, as the days go on and you and I work together, I know that you move your head closer and closer to the to the computer screen as you try to read.
At least my wife makes fun of me because it was at Walmart or something,
yeah.
And I make this face, the scrunched face,
yeah.
As I'm trying to read.
Yeah.
What is that? What does that say?
Do you need to get you some reading glasses? Or
I have reading glasses,
right?
But the computer screen is like that medium distance.
Oh, okay.
Where my contacts don't help
right.
a whole lot. But
it's no man's land.
It's no man's land.
Right.
I'm tired of living in it.
Right.
But you know what? Nobody cares because this is what happens when you get old.
I know. All right. So you're listening to Today's Issue. Steve Jordahl.
Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Was it Jesus that said either be farsighted or nearsighted, but do not be in the middle? I'll spew you out of my mouth.
I think you're twisting the
you
word.
You may have the spirit of it there, Steve, but I don't think the actual letter of the Bible you have correct at all.
All right, I'm just checking.
All right, what do you got?
Your time's coming, Steve. Yeah. That's all I can say.
It's here. Believe
you're
me.
You're not that far behind.
It's
me.
Been here a long time. My eyes, you don't want to go into there. You guys were talking about the President Trump declaring a national emergency at the border. Well, Democrats are saying they're going to pounce on this.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you heard. I think you played President Trump saying that we're going to go to the
yes.
Ninth Circuit,
yes.
and they're going to lose.
He told them how it's going to go down.
Yeah. It's indeed the Democrats are saying they're going to happen. It's an interesting thing, though. One of the arguments that they bring up is that those opposed to the wall, they say 90% of all the drugs that cross the border come through ports of entry. Well, we got to thinking about this. Stephen Miller, who's one of the Trump's advisors, got to thinking about this, and he had some thoughts on that. Let's listen to the clip five.
But Chris, the problem with the statement that you're apprehending 80 or 90% of drugs at ports of entry is that's like saying you apprehend most contraband at TSA checkpoints at airports. You apprehend the contraband there because that's where you have the people, that's where you have the screeners. I assure you, if we had people of that same density and screeners of that same density across every single inch and mile of the southern border, you'd have more drugs interdicted in those areas. You don't know what you don't know, and you don't catch what you don't catch. But as a matter of national security, you cannot have uncontrolled, unsecured areas of the border where people can pour in undetected.
It's got a point there, you know. They say that we're catching them at the ports of entry. Well, that's where we're catching them, but we don't know what's coming across the border. In fact, just this weekend, a massive drug operation with ties to the Mexican drug cartel resulted in the arrest of 6 illegal immigrants in the Carolinas, in North Carolina. They're setting up shop and bringing the drugs
over. Let me ask Ed something here. Then, Steve, you can respond too. And I know we're being somewhat redundant here, but I think we also when we talk about things like this, we do need to ask this question. Why is it that the Democrat Party is so against more wall or walls in certain places along the border, which would help the help our border agents control things? We already have some walling, so I mean it's common
right.
It's common sense. Everybody knows fencing or some kind of barrier, or we don't call it a wall, does help prevent people from coming here illegally. Fences and walls have worked since the dawn of mankind. Why are they so rabidly opposed to this? And then secondly, the story Steve's talking about right now, the drugs coming in to our country this would also help control, at least get a better handle on drugs, not only human trafficking and people coming here illegally with the drug war, too, which I think what President Trump's going to cite.
Right.
It's his emergency funding. So I guess I
got an easy answer.
Okay.
I got an easy answer for you. Okay. Because I constantly hear the Democrats saying, we don't need a wall. Walls don't work. To your point, well, then what's the harm in putting it up? If it doesn't work, let's say we take 5 years, 10 years, we put the walls up, we see if illegal immigrants, if the numbers drop, we see if drugs entering the country, if the numbers drop, we do a little experiment. I think the reason they don't want the walls up is because they know they do work. And they do not want, now I'm sure they would.
A major political party, one of the two major political parties in this country, are for open borders.
Yes, they want illegal immigration to turn into amnesty so they get a permanent blue map.
Country.
Blue country. And I think they're willing, I'll say this, as unfair as this may seem, I think they're willing to roll the dice on drugs coming into the country in order to get that. I think they don't want the walls because they know the walls will work, and they want open borders. I think it's as easy as that.
I guess it's still a little shocking to me.
What other explanation could be
Steve?
Possible?
Well,
let me just say this, and you respond to this brilliant statement I've got coming up.
Yes.
And I try to be humble about my brilliance, but I know the political wars between Republicans and Democrats, but it's still shocking to think that one of the two major political parties in this country is they're for open borders. Now, they may say they're not, but when you're opposed to more walls or fencing, you're opposed to that, and someone in your own party are saying tear down the existing walls
right
between the U.S. and Mexico. Physical walls I'm talking about, like Beto O'Rourke.
Beto O'Rourke, yeah.
I guess it's unsettling to say this. I guess it's stunning to me to think we aren't having honest disagreements about, as I said, potholes here. We're talking about one party says, let's defend our southern border. The other party says, let's don't.
Well, yeah, in addition to what Ed said, there's the never Trump part of it where they just want to deny Trump a victory. But I think it's largely what he says. So,
which he got that idea from me originally, I think.
I do agree.
Again, it's, humility is sought here by my inner soul, but it's not coming out.
The progressives and Democrats have a different vision for America. So what have we been seeing lately from the Trump, or what has happened since President Trump has been in power? He has started to renegotiate trade deals with some of our foreign competitors to make a balance of trade. He's been largely successful at that. The stock market loves what he's doing. It's way up. We're starting to see businesses thrive. Our economy is just booming. He wants to put secure borders he wants to secure our borders to make us a nation. And the Democrats have a whole different view of this. I want you to listen to something that Vice President Biden said over the weekend. He's in Munich, and he's talking to these
Germany.
In Germany. He's talking to these other leaders, world leaders, about the United States. This is what he thinks about Trump's America.
The America I see values basic human decency, not snatching children from their parents or turning our back on refugees at our border. Americans know that's not right. The American people understand, please, because it makes us embarrassing. The American people know overwhelmingly that that's not right. That's not who we are. And so that's why there's such so much upset in America about this, what I call the struggle for America's soul.
He went on to say the America that he knows or he sees doesn't fight with our neighbors and is willing to trade with anybody. Putting up these straw men in front of other world leaders, he's tearing down Trump's America and running for president
he's
at the same time,
America.
I think. Yeah.
Well, listen, I don't believe Joe Biden for a second. Okay, I do not believe him for a second. You know why? Because of all the stuff we've played over the last few weeks of Chuck Schumer saying we do not need illegal immigration. We need to keep our borders safe and secure.
Barack Obama did that
10
years ago.
Barack Obama talking about designating nations that we need to be careful with refugees coming from these particular countries. So to Steve's point, and it is, which was originally your point,
And I got it from somewhere. I don't know where.
Is
that you're brilliant.
A lot of
you
this
said.
Is about Trump and denying him some kind of. I don't believe what Joe Biden just said for a second. I get tired of it. I want to call him a liar, but he's not lying. He's twisting the truth for political purposes. His party, high-ranking members of his party, have been saying said the same thing under the Obama administration about our southern border as President Trump is saying right now. But right now, President Trump is saying it. So all of a sudden, America, this America is an embarrassment. Well, Joe Biden, you're an embarrassment if you think we're going to fall for that.
You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Hey, Steve, next story I want to talk about is this gay actor. On
Jussie Smollett.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I didn't even know who he was before this whole story happened regarding his supposedly encounter with Trump supporters on the streets of Chicago at 2 a.m. in sub-zero weather a couple weeks ago or so. Now, he's on a show called
Empire.
It's a Fox show.
Which is a It's a popular television program.
It's a soap opera. It's a nighttime soap opera.
On the Fox Television Network.
Fox Television Network.
So he's not one of the main actors, but he is an actor. And he's known as being openly homosexual and very...
he is homosexual. He's been at times, he kind of keeps that... to this point, he hasn't been openly activist. He's pretty much kept that to himself. He's separated his private life.
Well, he can't stand Donald Trump, and he's tweeted about him before.
And this incident kind of brought a little bit of his private life.
So for those who haven't heard, this is important because it's about, it's about a major part of our country is going through now. I said that wrong, but give our listeners a brief history of the story here as it's happened.
Jussie Smollett, this actor on Empire, a couple days, maybe a day before the polar vortex hit Chicago, found himself out at 2 in the morning walking, going to a Subway sandwich shop for a sandwich. He walked in, and as he walked out, he said, viciously attacked by two men wearing MAGA hats and screaming...
No. With ski masks.
Ski masks, but no hats, but them, no. Yeah. So they were wearing ski masks, and they beat him up.
He's African-American, by the way.
He's black.
They
said homophobic and racist comments, and then they ended the encounter by saying, this is MAGA country.
They beat him up.
And they put a noose around his neck.
Right.
So it gets all of these tropes of white supremacy and lynching and all of these things
anti-gay.
And so he doubled down on this. The police were not finding any evidence. They finally put out a picture of two figures, and they finally brought two people in. It's two African-Americans from the Caribbean who, it turns out, were...
Africa, right?
No, from the... I think it's from part of the Caribbean.
Okay.
Maybe.
Thought they were Nigerian, but anyway.
Maybe. But anyway, they...
Unless they moved Nigeria to the Caribbean.
No, they didn't.
And I didn't know about it. Stranger things have happened.
But they are associated with the show, and it's coming to light that maybe he fixed this whole thing with his two men, that Smollett kind of had them beat him up, and he was going to claim this. Maybe, and no one knows why, if it's to raise his profile so people are talking about him, to try to raise the profile of all the hate that's going on in America. He says it's coming from white people or from Donald Trump supporters. He does not like Donald Trump, but this story is falling apart. What was funny was when it first came out, everybody was on the bandwagon saying, yeah, we believe this. Yeah, there's white people all over the place that are beating people up. It's just happening all the time, and here's another example of it. I want to play you a little bit of what the media sounded like. This is a cut two. This is just...
From a couple of weeks ago. When the story initially broke.
This is what the media was saying.
We're talking about hate with steroids.
They are looking for two suspects who were apparently wearing Make America Great Again hats.
The offenders uttered, "This is MAGA country."
The hate crime went down early this morning in Chicago.
Anyone attacked in a hate crime like this is an outrage.
This is stomach-turning, mind-boggling information. It's out of control.
Okay. Right there, you heard a collage there of news media talking about this story. Notice that I know we took snippets of, but I can tell you what they did here. Very few of them used the word alleged.
Right.
Now, I went to journalism school.
Oh, good.
Yes, I did. And I learned, well, you learned too, Steve, when talking about stories, that when something is unconfirmed, you have to put the word alleged before it, right?
Journalism 101, because if you say somebody did something and it turns out they didn't, they can sue you for libel.
Right.
So you have to say either that's alleged or the police say that he did this or something.
He claims something to put a prerequisite or, that's not the right word, a disclaimer, a qualifier on a story. Well, the left wing news media in this country and the entertainment media just went with this actor's claim that he was attacked at 2 o'clock in the morning upon going to Subway to get him a sandwich at sub-zero temperatures in Chicago. Now, this story and that these two guys attacked him. He knew that they were white, even though they were covered up with ski masks. And they were waiting around on him, you know, with nobody else on the street, just in hopes, folks, I'm going to use some sarcasm mixed with seriousness here. So you decide what's what. Okay. What this actor wanted us to believe, wants America to believe, is that two men waited around for him at 2 a.m, hoping he would come out of his apartment and walk down the street so that they could attack him because they hate gay people, these two guys do, primarily. And maybe throw in the racial angle as well, because he's a black homosexual actor. What happened after the story, though, the police searched all the cameras, which they have cameras everywhere in Chicago, couldn't find, there was only 1 minute of time missing between the time the fellow left his apartment and the time he returned from Subway. Which was
literally 60 bucks, seconds.
60 seconds.
Everything else was on camera,
covered by surveillance cameras.
So obviously, when you hear all this stuff and the way he described it, a person starts saying, "This is bogus. Okay, this is made up." But the liberal media didn't want to say it was made up or it was a hoax because maybe they weren't for sure, even though it sounds ridiculous on its face, but. Because it fits the narrative that the left wants people to believe, that is that gay people are being beat up by Trump supporters every day in America,
right,
on a regular basis, and this is a case of a celebrity, so it's highlighted. Now, and there's some humor here too, because the fella, this gay actor, after he got quote beat up for that 1 minute, He walked on home, and with his noose around his neck, which the perpetrators had put on him, he said, and still carrying his tuna salad sandwich. I'm assuming it was a 2 minute salad. I don't know. It could have been a roast beef, but he was you got to give it up. Here he is being mugged. He's able to stay on the phone with his manager
while he's being mugged. Fight back.
Hold on to the sandwich. So, and I guess fend them off with some, just kicking them. I guess kicking these two guys, right?
I don't know.
Now, they bruised him up so much that it's a little paper cut, it looks like to me, on his cheek. They didn't whoop him up too bad. And I just thought to myself, to be out at 2 a.m, and if I'm going to wait out at 2 a.m. to beat up a fella, I'm going to do more than just a little scratch under the eye. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna.
You were on this from the beginning.
So, yeah.
It wasn't just the media, also politicians.
Yeah.
And I wanted to. Cory Booker tweeted out right after this happened. He said, "The vicious attack on Jussie Smollett was an attempted modern day lynching. I'm glad he's safe. To those in Congress who don't feel the urgency to pass our anti lynching bill designated lynching as a federal crime, I urge you to pay attention." So just recently, as this is falling apart, a reporter asked him, well, now that it's falling apart, what do you have to say?
Senator, you called the alleged attack on Jussie Smollett a modern-day lynching when it happened. Now police sources are telling many networks that Mr. Smollett is under potential investigation for, you know, concocting a story and paying these men. Is it time to revisit what you said about these remarks? What is your feeling on potential hoax hate crimes in general?
Well, the information's still coming out, and I'm going to withhold until all the information actually comes out from on-the-record sources. We know in America that bigoted and biased attacks are on the rise in a serious way. And we actually even know in this country that since 9/11, the majority of the terrorist attacks on our soil have been right-wing terrorist attacks, the majority of them white supremacist attacks.
So what he's saying
is...
Where is
he getting this?
Well, I don't know where he's getting it, but what he's saying is, well, maybe it didn't happen to Jussie Smollett, but it's happening everywhere
right.
else.
That's so what they always go to.
This is the non-apology apology. This is walking it back and doubling it down at the same time.
And he also said, I want to wait until all the information comes out. Well, that isn't what he did when Jussie Smollett first said he was attacked. He didn't wait for all the facts to come
Good
out.
Point.
He just took Jussie Smollett's view on this. So, listen... If this turns out to be a hoax, and these two guys, these two Nigerian brothers, now I'm not talking about the Nigeria in Africa, I'm talking about the Nigeria in the Caribbean, as Steve mentioned. I was just kidding. Nigeria.
Okay,
Africa.
I was going to say.
These two brothers work with Smollett on Empire, and they use the same gym. So they were brought in for questioning. They got a lawyer, and the police released them. And said their investigation is now taking a different trajectory.
Right.
Which to me means they are now looking at the possibility that Smollett allegedly faked this using these two guys.
They're so quick to jump on a narrative that...
Oh, they want it to be true. That's what Joy... What's your name on
that? Behar.
Remember after the kids in Kentucky were exonerated of responsibility for...
The Covington...
Confronting this American Indian man, this poor American Indian man, when it turns out the poor American Indian man was 64 years old and went over there and got in the boys' faces. Remember that?
Right. Mm-hmm.
After the video came out. But before the video came out, it was all these white Christian boys who were being mean to this.
They surrounded.
Remember that? That was a narrative.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Joy
Behar.
Behar on The View said, well, we just want it to be true so much. That these boys were after this Indian man because we hate Trump.
Yeah.
And we want to see him gone. Well, it's the same thing here. They want to believe that two MAGA supporters were beating up a poor little gay man in Chicago at 2 a.m. in the morning because it happens every day all over the place. As Cory Booker just said.
Right.
So they wanted it to be true. If this guy has to go to jail, he may have to go to jail because it's a felony.
It could be potential three-year. And let me just say something else about this. And this is, folks, you just need to listen. You need to understand certain rules of argumentation and debate. When Cory Booker says these kinds of incidents are increasing,
right?
That doesn't mean anything unless you know where the starting point is. Because if in a country of 300 million, if you have 12 cases and it goes up to 15... That's a huge percentage increase, but there's only 15 cases.
Right.
So what I want to ask Cory Booker is how many cases, how much has it increased? Do we really have a tidal wave of these kinds of incidents?
No.
And in a way, I do kind of agree with Joe Biden. This is a struggle for America's soul. It's what America do you want? Because these people are trying to push an America that's very progressive and very bad.
And a bunch of them are just liars. Like, allegedly, or evidently, this homosexual actor seems to be. We'll see you next time, folks. Have a great day.